Sarasara Parak Design Mission of Baba Evan Shebe Kiruya. In Mimalaba Vaina Novella Mimalaba. A stone in a pumpkin rock. If when you draw water with a pumpkin rock, the stone does not fall out, you're allowed to draw water with the pumpkin rock on Shabbos. As they sometimes used to draw water with a pumpkin rock. But since the pumpkin rind is very light and will float on the water, they would weigh it down by putting a stone in it. And if the stone is inserted securely in the pumpkin rind, so that when you draw water, the stone does not fall out, the stone would not be mukzah, as it would be considered part of the utensil, and therefore you would be allowed to draw water with the pumpkin rind on Shabbat. Ve'en lav ein memalaba. But if you cannot draw water with the pumpkin rind without the stone falling out, in such a case, since the stone is not inserted securely in the pumpkin rind, it's not considered part of the utensil, and it would be muktzah, so therefore you cannot draw water with the pumpkin rind, as the pumpkin rind is a basis l'davar ha'asur, it's a base for a muktzah, so the pumpkin rind itself would be muktzah, and cannot be moved on Shabbos. A branch that is tied to a pitcher, and the pitcher is used for drawing water from a well or from a spring. You're allowed to draw water with the pitcher on Shabbat, and the branch would not be muktzah. And since it's tied to the kli, it's considered part of the kli and would not be muktzah. However, if the branch was not tied to the kli before Shabbat, you would not be allowed to use the branch for drawing water on Shabbat. And even if the branch was not muktzah, for example, you had already prepared the branch and designated it for that purpose, even so, the Rabbanim will not allow you to use the branch to lower the pitcher into the water, since it was not tied to the pitcher before Shabbat. And the Rabbanim were afraid that if you didn't tie it to the pitcher before Shabbat, maybe if you were allowed to use it on Shabbat, you would find that the branch is too long for your liking, and you might cut it down to size. And if you do so, you will have done the iser of mitakeh mudah, preparing a kli on Shabbat, which is author, if they told us, the secondary malacha, to the malacha of makab apatish, striking a final blow on Shabbat. So therefore, the Rabbanah would not allow you to use the brand for that purpose unless you had already tied it to the pitcher. If you already tied it to the pitcher before Shabbat, you probably already tested it out and found that it's the right size. So you won't end up cutting it down to size on Shabbat. The set of Shabbat prakizayim, mishra zayim, bekaka halom, a window shutter. Grab the other oimer. It's manchu kasher v'toloi. Poke can boom. On the other side, as long as the window shutter is tied to the house and suspended in the air, that window shutter could be used to close off the window on Shabbat. And since it's tied to the house and suspended in the air, it's considered part of the building, and by putting it in the window, it does not look like you're building something on Shabbat. Ve'en lav ein poke can boom. But if the window shutter is not tied to the house, or even if it's tied to the house, but it's not suspended in the air, instead it's dragging on the ground, in such a case, it's not considered part of the structure, and therefore you cannot put that window shutter to close off the window on Shabbat. And since it's not considered part of the structure of the house, since it's not tied to the house, or even if it's tied to the house, but it's dragging on the ground, when you put the window shutter in the window, it looks like you're building on Shabbat. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Mosif in the oil arrived at Shabbat. You're not allowed to add on to a temporary structure on Shabbat. And so too, you can't add a temporary structure to a permanent structure on Shabbat. And this window shutter, even though it's only a temporary structure, you're only putting it temporarily into the window, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to put a temporary structure onto a permanent structure on Shabbat. So therefore, if it's dragging on the ground, it looks like you're adding on an IRI on Shabbos, which is also according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Amrim, Bankach or Bankach, Paiki Kimbo. The Chachamim said, whether the window shutter is tied to the house or not doesn't make a difference. That window shutter could be used to close off the window on Shabbos. As Rabbanah Hol Mosif in our IRI on Shabbos, you could add on to a temporary structure on Shabbos, and so too, you can add a temporary structure onto a permanent structure on Shabbos. So therefore, since this window shutter is temporary, if not being put in the window permanently, you're allowed to put the window shutter into the window on Shabbat, according to the Chachamim, even though it is not tied to the house.